May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn number 95. And did the holy and the just, the sovereign of the skies, stoop down to wretchedness and dust, that guilty worms might rise. Hymn number 95.
Thank you. us read from the Word of God. As we read this afternoon at Southerly Friends, we feel we must read again. That is, in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, part of the chapter, and also reading the First Epistle General of John, chapter 5. Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad that the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. Thus far we read, their friends. Let us now read in the First Epistle General of John, chapter 5. The First Epistle of John, chapter 5. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and every one that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? And this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. May the Lord bless his holy word to us, and may he help us in prayer. O Lord God Almighty, we bow before thee again, seeking to come in the solemn exercise of prayer. Oh, do give it to us, Lord. Do work it in us. Do, under thy divine influence, dear Holy Spirit, give us prayer. Oh, we want to be in exercise and prayer, indicted by thee, Lord. So do grant it to many of us. May it be all of us that shall know it in due time. O Lord, we would come together to the footstool of mercy at the throne of grace. We have our individual cases, Lord, our individual cares and concerns and need. But O Lord, we would join together in that we feel of our need and our exercise. For Lord, we're gathered here for worship, we trust. We trust thou hast given us a good number of us to know, and and feel thy favour and desire to worship thee. No, Lord, we have so much to acknowledge of thy goodness, of thy love and mercy. O Lord, thou hast not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. And thou hast not cut us off and cast us away for our sins. O thou hast been so long-suffering, so exceedingly wonderfully kind. O thy loving kindness, O how great, O how free we have proved it. O Lord, O how we solemnly feel that though thou hast been so exceedingly kind and loving, thy loving kindness so great, we are still sinners, and we are so troubled at that, that sin is within us and all about us. O Lord, we cannot keep ourselves. We have a continual malady, a continual trouble of guilt of sin, Lord. Our old man, our old nature, and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life is there. And Lord, we do know solemnly how awful and solemn it is that we are such sinners. Even when we hope we can say thou hast blessed us. And oh, as thou hast given us such favour to know and taste redeeming love, and yet we're still such vile, guilty sinners. Lord, how it is so solemn when we turn our eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself a child of God? What great questions arise. What solemn searching questions are then brought to our mind and our solemn concern, considering how we are, Lord. Oh, we beg, do grant us tonight that favour of living faith in exercise, faith in the bleeding Lamb. For Lord, we know whatever we may try to do, we cannot in any way redeem ourselves. No man can redeem his brother, thou knowest how we read thy word this morning. No man can redeem himself. No, Lord, we must look out and away from ourselves to thyself. Oh, that wonder of wonders that there is forgiveness with thee, the Lord, that thou mayest be feared. And thou hast so ordered it and appointed it that those that are really truly brought to know conviction and brought down and brought to repentance of their sins, oh, thou hast that full and free pardon to grant them, to bestow upon them, to seal upon them, Lord. Oh, we pray that this may be the favour that precious souls here tonight shall know the seal of it by the Holy Spirit of God. Oh, pardon and peace through the blood of the Lamb. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thus thy dear people here, those that are under the burden, weight of guilt of sin, may know a blessed release, may know forgiveness. Oh, that thou would speak pardon to them, Lord. Oh, that thou would seal it to their very souls, that they are forgiven. All thy people, we know, are forgiven. This is how God the Father sees his people, through the virtue of Christ's blood. And opened is the gate of heaven. Peace is made twixt man and God. But Lord, oh, to know it and have the favour of it, the experience of it, the seal of it. Oh, to know and taste it. To know it, to know pardon signed and peace with God. This is what we desire for our friends. This is what we need personally. We need a fresh application, Lord, of thy holy divine atonement to our very heart and souls. We need it, Lord. We need the blood applied. We need application. This is what we need, Lord. We pray for it. We beg for it. We beg thee, bless souls here tonight. Oh, do so bless them, Lord. For in begging this, Lord, and in the exercise of it, the burden of it for precious souls, we are so given to know by experience, Lord, if thou dost so bless them, then they will praise thee. Then they will, Lord, acknowledge thy great goodness. They will worship. They will swell the praises of Zion. Lord, we know they will. Those that are so blessed, blessed forever blessed. Oh, that there might be those who can say, I'm blessed, forever blessed, my rags are gone, and I am dressed in garments white as snow. Do work, the Lord, in these ways, and manifest thy favour here this night. Lord, this is what we are burdened for, this is what we are exercised for, that thou would so bless precious souls in these ways of thy wondrous grace and favour, the wonders of redeeming love. Oh, may they be known. May they be known and felt. Oh, may they be blessed, Lord, in these ways to know and taste redeeming love. We pray thee, Lord. Oh, Lord, thou knoweth each case. Thou knoweth those that are in need of thee dealing with them in chastening. Thou knoweth those who are in need of thee dealing with them, bringing them into conviction of sin. Lord, thou knoweth each case. Thou knoweth what is needed, Lord. We do pray for each and every one. And the dear young friends, Lord, here, oh, we thank thee that they are here attending the means of grace. They're in the open way, outward way of Zion. But Lord, bless them in their souls. Oh, may they have that favour to personally know and experience the wonders of thy grace. Lord, thou knowest how thou hast begun in some, we're sure. And Lord, oh, thou must carry on thy work. Oh, we look for thy work to appear, Lord, in thy going on to be gracious in them. Where thou hast quickened and brought to the birth, Lord, we know. We are confident of it, knowing it by experience, that thou wilt go on to be gracious in and to and for such. And, O Lord, we look for this evidence of it, Lord, that they may be made wise, as we were considering this morning, wise unto salvation. They might be granted the favour of the grace of the filial fear of God to keep them from evil and prosper their way. O Lord, we do pray that thus there may be the witness of thy wonderful love and work in them. Lord, bless them. Do them good, Lord. Oh, we pray for their providential needs and their pathways, Lord, that thou mightest order them for them. Those that are in relationships and engagement, Lord, and for marriage, Lord. We especially pray for them that they may have that from thyself that will confirm them, that they are in the way of thy will. Lord, how important it is to know that we are within the will of our God and go in the way thou hast appointed. Give them blessed confirming of it, Lord. Oh, blessed token. Oh, that they might know they are in that way according to thy will. And Lord, that thou would bring them to their day, their special day, and bless them then. May they have the sunshine of thy love. Oh Lord, oh, thou knowest how we think of this and desire this and pray for this, especially for special days such as the marriage day of those that fear thy name. Oh, the wonderful witness, the shining of the Sun of Righteousness. Oh, we pray for it. We watch for it. We pray, do so bless souls. Those that come together in this way, seeking to spend their lives together, may it be for life. Oh, may it be too, in that wonderful way, heirs together of the grace of life. So, Lord, work and bless them. Lord, in the families, Lord, the little ones born, we pray for them, they might grow and become healthy and well and strong and grow up. And Lord, that there might be that healthiness and that is of natural good and favour, all under thy holy purpose and will, we hope. And Lord, in thy time that thou would begin thy work, that those little ones born, as we see them born and see them in their very young and tender days, that time may come in their lives when they shall know thy quickening grace. Lord, we pray, let thy work appear unto thy servants, thy glory unto their children. We pray for all thy servants, Lord, their dear friends in the ministry, Lord, that we know and love in our part of thy Zion, our beloved denomination. And those, particularly those more recently sent out into the work. We would humbly bow in wonder, Lord, how thou hast so given us one and another. And Lord, that thou hast sent them forth into the work of the ministry. And we pray, Lord, thou would prosper their labours and make them a blessing. And Lord, that thou wouldst in thy time give them spiritual children. How this great favour thou dost grant, thou didst to the apostles, thou didst especially to Paul, and he spoke of his own sons in the faith. Do give our dear young ministers spiritual children in thy time. Bless them in this way. And Lord, first we pray it for the good of precious souls and for thy dear servants' encouragement. Lord, but do keep us from pride, that angel form that swells a poor, weak, sinful worm. We want to give thee all the glory, Lord. We pray for grace. The keeping grace of our God to keep us from pride, keep us from self-righteousness. But may we fall humbly, acknowledging all what thou hast done, the wonders God alone could do. Using a poor pipe that we are, a poor instrument. Lord, bless soul, using us poor instruments, bless precious souls, and get to thyself, Lord, all the honour and glory. We pray thus for all thy servants, many we do not know, in and throughout the world, Lord, in thy one church. And Lord, we especially think of thy people that are under persecution in those terrible situations, Lord, where there is warfare and awfulness of violence. And Lord, thou knowest all what is taking place upon this earth, Lord. Where we feel so much it's like as thy word states, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. And we know, Lord, that does speak of thy second coming. Lord, we pray thus that thy people may have strong faith. Lord, how so solemnly it is so much given us to know, Lord, that with those ushered into eternity under violent, awful, wicked men's awful, wickedness to extreme, wanting their own way and wanting to do what they think is for the world domination of their awful, solemn beliefs. Lord, we pray that thy people is faced with such terribleness of fearfulness, may they be, by thy grace, faithful unto death. We know these awful enemies of thy holy name and thy purpose, Lord, they try to get people to convert to their wicked, awful beliefs, Lord. Lord, how it's needed that thy dear people have grace to be faithful unto death. Lord, do help them. Do undertake for them. And Lord, there is no more that such awful enemies can do. When they've killed the body, there is no more. that they can do, and thy people shall be safe and taken home to glory to be forever with the Lord. So, Lord, we think of them, we pray for them, we pray where it can be so, Lord, they would protect them and keep them and provide for them and bring them out of such awful situations, if it be thy will. Lord, hear us for all thy people, all those who love our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we pray for them all. Oh, Lord, hear us in heaven, thy dwelling place, and for our country, Lord, the sad state we're in. Oh, Lord, even coming up to Swavesey this morning, the large supermarket lorries on the road this morning. Oh, we think of it, the wantonness, the greediness, the extreme of it in these days. Lord, thou knowest. Oh, we pray, have mercy on us in England. Have mercy, Lord, upon us. In wrath, remember mercy. Oh, regarding our leaders, our parliament, Lord, oh, how. Oh, we are mindful, thou knowest, day by day to pray for them. Oh, that thou would deal with them in mercy. And oh, first for their own soul's salvation, if it could please thee. And Lord, that they might be given to be under thy grace, those that shall be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, may it be thy perfect purpose to so raise up in our parliament men that fear thy name, to make that stand that's needed. Lord, if it be thy will. Hear us for all these things, dear Lord. We remember the afflicted. Remember those that are in sorrow. Comfort the bereaved, Lord. Oh, and support and heal the afflicted. And oh, may there be much that shall redound to thy glory in and from and in the way of thy mercy and love to each case, that thy people may praise thee. Oh, that we might know it in a consistent, wonderful, continuing way, Lord, thy people will be still praising thee. Selah, under thy sanctification, thy long-suffering goodness, thy tender mercies, oh, thy people will be still praising thee. Selah. We beg these things, Lord, for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 570. The Lord on high his love proclaims and makes his goodness known. To men deserving endless pains, he gave his only Son. 570.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me, friends, I would direct you to the Word of God in St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, the verses 15 to 17. The main theme there that is on my spirit is let us now go even unto Bethlehem. But we read these three verses, and it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Let us now go, even unto Bethlehem. It was prophesied, friends, in several places in the books of the prophets. We can read, and as it was acknowledged in the reading this morning, we can read where it was so prophesied that Christ would be born in Bethlehem. We think of the words in one of the prophets, and thou Bethlehem Ephrata, not the least among the princes of Judah, out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Bethlehem Ephrata, Bethlehem, the house of bread. Ephrata, the place of fruitfulness. It was the place of fruitfulness nearby where the shepherds were on the hillside, wasn't it? Oh, they were keeping watch over their flocks by night upon the fruitful pastures of those hillsides where the angel came and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. But then the wonderful message from heaven that the angel come to bring. Oh, that the Lord is born. Christ, the Son of God, born in that way, come into the world, stoop down, like we sung, to wretchedness and dust that guilty worms might ride. Yes, the Redeemer left his throne, his radiant throne on. I came in this wonderful, miraculous way, all agreed in covenant by God Jehovah before the foundation of the world, and he came. Well, friends, we know he has come. Like we read in John's epistle, we know that the Son of God is come. But oh, tonight, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. There was another Bethlehem. Another Bethlehem in the land of Zebulun, but it was Bethlehem Ephrata, that place of fruitfulness. And you think of it like that. Oh, as we may consider it tonight, let us now go even unto Bethlehem. How shall we go? How can we go? By faith. Now, the point is this, friends, for each one of us to consider, are we a character who, under the special grant of God, God's loving kindness, of his mercy, his goodness to us, are we a character who is a character who possesses vital living faith? See, as we brought before you this morning, the great favour is to be quickened into life, born of the Spirit, and made wise unto salvation. And oh, in and with that, it will be this, friends. God gives to his people faith to believe in God, to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Did you notice in the beginning of the reading in John's epistle, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ. And oh, how many times it's stated like that in the epistles and in the Word of God in those wonderful things the Lord himself said. And oh, it's the Spirit, isn't it? It's the favour of God granting us faith to believe, faith in the bleeding lamb. And so, friends, tonight, let us go even under Bethlehem. Oh, let us go by faith. Let us go even under Bethlehem. And I believe, you know, like as it was with those wise men that came to the Lord as they did, all those many miles, was faith, wasn't it? Faith that was the wonderful grace of the Spirit in them. Oh, they believed he had come to save his people from their sins. They gave witness of it by the gifts they brought, gold. Oh, the king is here on earth. Oh, he wasn't born to be a king. He was born king of the Jews. He was the Son of God. Oh, the king now in the manger, the Ancient of Days, there to see him. They came. Oh, gold for the king, frankincense and myrrh. Oh, those spices, those ointments of whatever they were made of, we know it stated, and it was specially for his burial, because they knew he was born to suffer, bleed and die in his people's room, place and stead. But tonight let us go even unto Bethlehem. And I pray it may be in this house of God, a place of bread tonight. If we go by faith to Bethlehem, the Spirit works here among us. I believe it will be this, to feed upon the truth of the Word of God, to feed upon a precious Christ. Friends, let us go even unto Bethlehem and consider and see this tender babe by faith that is come, born by birth mysterious, come to be a man, a real man on earth, and to suffer, bleed and die. Oh, it was so given the dear people who had the faith given them, the precious faith to believe this. This is what it come for. And Mary herself, you know, she was a sinner, and she pondered these things. She pondered all these things in her heart, didn't she? You think of what she was pondering, and what you may be led to ponder in these things of the wonders of redeeming love. That this one way, God's wonderful purpose of his redeeming purpose of his love and grace to send to give his dear son. Oh, the gift of the dear Son of God. Thanks be to God for his unspeakable gift. God gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let us now go even under Bethlehem. I don't want to just take it out of context, but oh, it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another. See, they were in a common need, friends. They were in a common need in this respect. They needed to go and see the Saviour. Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. See, it's the things that have come to pass, God's wonderful grace, God's wonderful favour for his people. Let us now go as sinners. Go as needy sinners. They got a common need. They're sinners. I believe they were taught it. They needed a saviour. They needed salvation. Just as we do tonight, we need salvation. We are sinners, we need salvation. And we know there's salvation in no other. Neither is there salvation in any other. There is none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Let us go by faith. and behold the Lord, the Son of God, and later to be acknowledged by John, the Lamb of God. Oh, let us go. Oh, friends, it's the Spirit of God which will lead us to Christ. Oh, it's the Spirit of God will testify of him. Oh, let us go by faith. God, giving the enabling graces, let us now go. Now, you see, it was important to be now. Oh, they had the sheep to care for. Oh, they had many natural things like you do to be concerned about. But now, you see, let us now go. You need him now, friends, and I need him now. We need to know we are favoured to be granted an interest in his coming, what he came for. We need to know it now. We need to know it now. It's an urgent your case by the Spirit. It will be revealed to us that our case is an urgent case. We need the Lord. We need to know. We have an interest in all what he came for. Let us now go. We need him. We need this revelation. We need this wonderful sight to see him, to see this thing which has come to pass, to see by faith. It's going by faith. It's seeing by faith. It's beholding him. It's laying hold of him by faith. It's faith. Faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in all what he's come for. And faith, as we will, if we go to Bethlehem, I believe, we'll also go to Calvary. And I believe we'll go to Gethsemane and Calvary. We will, friends. Let us now go. It's these words, really, these few words, let us now go, even unto Bethlehem. And especially considering Bethlehem, the house of bread, you know, that's what you need, isn't it? You need food for your soul. You need that food, that paschal meat, the paschal lamb. Oh, and he said, didn't he? In his holy ministry later on, he said, my flesh is meat indeed, my blood is drink indeed. Let us now go. May the Holy Spirit grant us this, to go and behold the Lord, to know him, that he's come for us. And to so go and then to follow him, to follow his steps, to so have him revealed to us, so have him formed in our hearts, and we are able by faith to lay hold of him and to believe in him. Let us now go. And as I said, the context, we don't want to completely just look at the couplet, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. What has he made known unto you, friends? What has he made known unto you? Has he made known unto you your great need of salvation? What has he made known unto you? You see, the natural man cannot know anything. It doesn't know anything. We've got no saving knowledge, have we? Naturally. But if God has begun in us and made us to feel some solemn concern and need in a spiritual way, I believe he will go on to be gracious and teach us what we need to know. And oh, what he's made known unto us. He's made known unto you, as he, that you are guilty, hell deserving sinner. Has he made this known unto you? Has he made it known unto you that you have no hope or help in yourself? Did you notice how we had the word despair? And, you know, that's what I believe is known under that dying, what we touched upon this morning. Dying to all hope in ourselves, being brought to a place of complete despair, of all hope in ourselves. Oh, then we go to see the Lord Jesus Christ and to desire to know him and behold him and lay hold of him. You see, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. Oh, he hath made it known unto us. Wonderful if he's made it known to you that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save you, to save unto the uttermost all that come unto God by him. Has he made it known to you? Has he made it known to you that there is no other way? Oh, none but Jesus. Joseph Hart's words, none but Jesus can do helpless sinners good. And we know it was this manger scene, but he was the Lord of life and glory, no less almighty at his birth than on his throne supreme, his shoulders held up heaven and earth when Mary held up him. Let us go by faith and behold him. Oh, come let us behold him. Come let us behold him. Christ the Lord. Oh, the Son of God. Oh, the holy, sacred humanity of Christ. What a wonderful, wonderful truth and doctrine it is. And oh, born by birth mysterious, come to this earth to suffer, bleed and die. Come, let us go, let us now go. And they came with haste. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. They came with haste. Sometimes it's needed, friends. And as we said, the importance of considering now, let us now go. And they came with haste. If you've got soul trouble, if you're in need of God in mercy, favouring you, giving you faith to believe in Christ, if you have a soul need, soul affliction, oh, it's an urgent case. It is. They came with haste. It's an urgent case, friends, that you have, if I may say so, in the way of faithfulness and love. Your case is an urgent case if you are not given faith to know and believe that you have an interest in God's great salvation. If God has convinced you in some measure of your sin, and so he has worked in you, your case will be, by the grace of God, made urgent. And these kinds of considerations will be involved in it. You don't know how long you are going to live. You don't know how soon you will die. We know we must all die. And I quoted it this morning. And be as water spilt upon the ground, which cannot be gathered up. And as the tree falleth, this is another very pointed and solemn statement of the word of God, of the truth of God. As the tree falleth, so it shall lie. And so if we come to the end of our life, the aeronautical of death, and we are not saved by grace, and we die and go out of this world through death, we're going to be lost. If we're not saved by grace, if we're not prepared by God for the judgment day, we're going to be wanting in that tremendous day. And God will cast us away into those everlasting burnings, into hell, where the worm dieth not. Oh, it's important to acknowledge the urgency. And they came with haste. They came with haste because their cases were urgent. Now, let me be clear, friends. It's very important that your case should be urgent for you. You so much need to be given to be assured that you are one of God's people, that you have an interest in the Saviour's blood. They came with haste. They came with haste because their cases were urgent, friends. It was not just the excitement and I would be careful to say that because it was the glory of the Lord. It was the glory of the Lord, wasn't it? And they became sore afraid. But oh, they were so given this wonderful direction to go to this wonderful scene. This wonderful scene of the stoop of the Son of God down to this earth. And oh, there they saw him. In the manger, the Ancient of Days, the Son of God. And oh, I believe they knew their interest in what he'd come for. This is it, isn't it? It's to know my Jesus crucified by far excels all things beside. You know, really, if we are careful and exercise in a profession of God's name, it's not just at this season of the year we consider these things of the dear Lord Jesus Christ and his coming and his life here on earth and, oh, and his sacrifice of himself at Calvary. No, it won't be just at this season of the year, will it? We would rightly use this season, but oh, friends, it's Jesus. What you need to know and what I need to know is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. That's what you need to know and what I need to know. Yes, it is so important. It is indeed. They came with haste. They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Think of it. Oh, the extremity of this in the way of it. Oh, we lodged him with the beasts, we've sung, haven't we? We did. Oh, he was so to be seen there, the lowly babe in the manger. Oh, how he came down. Oh, the stooping down, like we sung. Stooped down to wretchedness and dust. What does it display, friends? The amazing, wondrous love of God, the love of Christ. Oh, here he was, so to show forth in that way his perfect willingness and his sacrifice. Oh, to come down into the lower parts of the earth. Oh, how he came down, how he stooped down. Oh, wonderful, isn't it, when we're led into it. I may have told you before, but in one's experience in a time when we were sadly in a state of hardness and coldness, you know, we were very busy working, and I think of this with some of you, you're very busy working, and you're calling your livelihood, and it is very important, and I was in mine. And it was a hot time in summer, and we were working in the open field and coming home very tired, and went to bed and laid my head on a pillow. And I felt so awful spiritually. I was so troubled that I'd been very favoured and blessed, but now I was in hardness, coldness, and in a state, couldn't think of the things that were so made so blessed to me in a few months before. And oh, lay my head on the pillow. And the word came, foxes have holes. The birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. I believe our Lord stooped down in such a way that in his holy will, his holy purpose, he might so affect his people in such a way as that, to break them to pieces and favour them with his holy love. He did me. He broke me to pieces. It melted me. Melted me down. Humbled me in the dust. When I thought of our Lord. Foxes have holes. Birds of the air have nests. The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And in this way he came. He came down to this lower world. To suffer, bleed and die. In his people's room, place and stead. What it is, friends, it is such a wonderful display and witness of the love of God. The love of God to his people. That God loves his people so in such greatness of wonder of it. They are to know it. It is to be given them. They are to be sanctified in the understanding of it and experience of it. The holy Son of God. He was ever with the Father. Oh, he was by eternal generation, the eternal Son of God. And God gave his only begotten Son to so come to this world. And in this way, he was found here in fashion as a man, and humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Oh, if we're led to consider him in this way as he stooped down to wretchedness and dust. Oh, it was so in what we've sung. Our dear friend didn't know where we were going tonight, but the Lord gave him the hymn. And oh, wonderfully close it is. Our Lord came down in this way and found in fashion as a man in this way. Oh, they came with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. But this part, friends, and I beg the Lord will lead me in every word that I have in my heart to deliver to you in this part. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. That which was told them, I believe, was of the Holy Ghost, because it was the angel, it was from heaven. It was what was told them by God. It was God in that powerful way affecting them, giving them to see this wondrous sight, to have this wonderful revelation, and to come as they did, the wonderful revelation of the glory of the Lord on the hillside. And there it was, and came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger, when they had seen it. When they had seen it. Oh, what have you seen? What revelation has he given you? What revelation of Christ have you known in your experience? Oh, hast thou had a glimpse of him? Has he been made so precious to and revealed to you? Oh, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, on earth for you, and in his sufferings for you, in his sufferings in Gethsemane, in his sufferings at Calvary. Oh, how he suffered, bled and died, and cried with a loud voice and gave up the ghost. And oh, here he was laid in the grave, and there 3 days. But the grave could not hold him. He burst the gates of death, rose triumphant, all relating to the Son of God and all what he is and all what he's done. Oh, is he so precious to you? Have you had revelation of Christ? Well, what about the making it known? What about the making of known of what is done for you, friends? They came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. Yes, they made it known abroad, but they made it known abroad with wonder, with amazement, with thankfulness. Therefore, they had their interest in it, we believe. Oh, the Lord would not send the angel to the shepherds if they were not to know their interest in it, in what they were to behold. When they came to the manger scene and beheld him, the Ancient of Days, oh, beheld him as their Saviour, their Redeemer, oh, they must make it known. And you know, I believe, friends, that and I want to be careful, but I believe there are those of you here. It's God's will, you must make it known what he's done for you. It's his will. Are you going against his will? Are you in that way, according to the dictates of your carnal mind, resisting his will? These didn't. These shepherds didn't. They made it known. They made it known what he'd done. They made it known how God had affected them. They made it known what they had been favoured to see. They made it known that he had come. They made it known, and I believe they made it known in the way they knew what he had come for. Yes, And we know what he came for. And we know what he's done for us. When God gives that vital grace of faith that his people can lay hold of the hope set before them in the gospel, when Christ is revealed to them, formed in their heart the hope of glory, when they are given some word, some seal of the Spirit of that wonderful, perfect redemption in Christ, oh, they must make it known. They must make it known. Oh, it's found in so many parts of the Word of God, especially in the Gospels and in the Epistles. They must make it known. These shepherds made it known. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And they all that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Oh, they wondered. You know, it's such a wonderful thing when God's people are able to tell the sinners round what a dear Saviour they have found. It is in a church, among a church and people, it can be of God used so much to be, as it were, in a way that others will be affected. And you think of how it's put in the Song of Solomon, where the beloved must make known how precious Christ is and how altogether lovely he is, how he's the chief among 10,000, and how it's emphasised by the spouse, "This is my beloved, this is my friend, O ye daughters of Jerusalem." And those daughters of Jerusalem, they stood in wonder at what was testified by the spouse of Christ, what he is, what he's done. How blessed, how lovely, how glorious. How he's altogether lovely, chief among 10,000. His mouth is most sweet. "This is my beloved, this is my friend, O ye daughters of Jerusalem." Making it known is important, friends. It is important. Very important. And I think, and you can find it in, you know, this is the record of the birth of Christ. You can find it in other parts in the record of all his steps. All his steps, all his time on earth. Oh, what he went through. And you find, coupled to it in so many ways, is this, that it must be made known. Think of it, what it was when there was those 10 lepers cleansed. And here Solomon, the Lord made the solemn point of it. And he put the question. It's in the Word of God recorded. There were 10 lepers cleansed. And the Lord said, "Where are the 9? Where are the 9? And oh, how Solomon, sad it was, that there was only one that returned to give thanks. Oh, how solemn that is, friends. Do you realise the seriousness of it? Do I? And how much do we honour our God, our Lord, our Saviour, with thanksgiving and praise? It's important, friends. It's not that we are called in this way to attend to these things in any way for merit of salvation. No, not that. It's the fruits of the Spirit. Remember what we said? Remember what we said regarding the place Bethlehem? House of bread where God's people feed upon a precious Christ. Ephrata, particularly identifying this special place, Bethlehem. Fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. The fruitfulness of what is set forth by the meaning of Ephrata. Fruitfulness. Oh, friends, is it a concern to us? Fruit to eternal life I would bear, the feeblest branch of thine. I hope I can say this. This is a great concern and exercise to me. I'm a sinner, wretched, how deserving sinner in myself. But the things that God's done and made known to me of the wonders of his grace, they are very humbling. They are very much humbling and melting us in gratitude and thanksgiving. The wonders of redeeming love. Why did Jesus show to me the beauties of his face? Why? Oh, we cannot explain why it's the wonders of redeeming love. But oh, we're called to make it known, friends. To make it known. To make it known like we sung the closing hymn this afternoon at Southery. Immortal honours rest on Jesus' head. My God, my portion and my living bread in him. I live upon him, cast my care. He saves from death, destruction and despair. Oh, that my soul could love and praise him more. His beauty's trace, his majesty adore. Live near his heart, upon his bosom lean. Obey his voice and all his will esteem. Oh, that we might be concerned to obey his voice, friends. I feel it more and more important as I go on. Oh, to be in this favour, to obey his voice. Oh, is it an important thing to you? Do you feel your shortcoming in it? Your shortcoming, your sins of omission. Oh, yeah, they are just as solemn as your sins of commission. I feel them so. Oh, may we, oh, like these dear shepherds. They were just ordinary shepherds, friends, but they were highly favoured. Oh, we are ordinary people, aren't we? But ye highly favoured few. You're washed from sin in Jesus' blood. Such were some of you, but you're washed. Oh, friends, how important then that we should make it known. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. What was told them? He come to save his people. So in the city of David is born this day a saviour. A saviour, which is Christ the Lord. A saviour. Isn't this the very vital reality of our soul's need of salvation? A saviour. A saviour. None can save himself. Like we read in the psalm this morning, none can redeem himself. None can redeem his brother. It must be that perfect redemption that Christ alone has wrought and brought in. He has so brought it in by his sacrifice, shedding of his holy, vital blood. The blood of Christ speaks blessed, solid, perfect peace. It does. Oh, the atonement, the blotting out of the handwriting of ordinances that were against us, putting them out of the way, blotting out of his people's sin. This is what he came for. Oh, he came and suffered in our place. Oh, for man, oh, miracle of grace, for man, the Saviour bled. If you are favoured to believe it, to know it, to have the seal of it, I believe that you must speak of it. The stones will cry out against you, friends, if you don't speak of it. Oh, they, when they had seen it. Notice the word it is an italics word, when they had seen. When they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And we know it's also, it follows here, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She knew. It was revealed to her. It was revealed to her in the very name of Jesus, revealed to her, to Joseph. He shall save his people from their sins. This is what was revealed. This is what we hope is revealed to us, that he came to save us from sin and death and hell. Oh, he shall save. He say, mighty to save is Christ the Lamb. He shall save his people from their sins. How has he saved them? By the shedding of his holy blood. The blood of God must be shed, that the atonement could only be by the holy blood of God, the blood of Christ. You know, the offerings of the sacrifices were not enough, were not good enough. Even the firstling of the flock, the pure lamb, the firstling of the flock was not pure enough. But, oh, the precious blood of Christ, the heavenly lamb, takes all our sins away. A sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. Has God given you to know it, to believe it, to lay hold of it by faith that Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Oh, that he has shed his blood and settled the great debt of the guilt of our sin in the court of justice, of the justice of God, fulfilled the law for us with his life, his perfect obedience and his life here below, and shed his blood to blot out all the sin of the whole church, to the atonement made. Christ has full atonement made. All his people are forgiven through the virtue of Christ's blood. Oh, friends, do you know it? Oh, if your hope's truly built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, and God has given you some blessed favour of the seal of the Spirit of that blood, sealed to your heart and conscience, applied to your heart and conscience, then, like these shepherds, I believe we must make it known. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad. Notice abroad. And I believe this, friends, we were talking at tea time, I believe we should make it known abroad in our behaviour and our conduct in the sight of the world. The world should, our conduct, and we know we need God's grace for this, but our conduct should be such as should cause the world to take knowledge of us, that we've been with Jesus and learned of him. And so there's much concern we should have regarding our conduct, our behaviour, our business dealings, that we might not in any way bring reproach upon God's name and cause, but be very willing to bear reproach for his dear name and cause when people, they see us in the good deeds that we do, the fruits of the Spirit that we bear, but they still hate us. When ye do well and be buffeted for it, ye take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. Oh, to be in this, friends, to be in obedience and in submission to God's will, and grace given so that we can endure hardness, whatever comes. Oh, that grace to fight and to go on and to persevere. We, favoured with the graces of the Spirit, we can give witness then. We have been with Jesus. We have in some measure that Spirit of Christ. They that have not, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. But God gives us of his Spirit, and so we live, and so we will live till we are taken by death home to glory. This is how we must go on. And by the grace of God, you will say, I am what I am. Yes, no other way. There's no other way. This is the way of God, the way I long have sought, mourned because I found it not. My grief, my burden long has been, because I could not cease from sin. But now this way, friend, can you say it? Is it in you? Though glad I come, thou blessed Lamb shall take me to thee as I am. Oh, and wanting to follow the Lord and to show forth his praise. This is by the Spirit worked in God's people that they are able to, enabled to, favoured to testify what the Lord has done for my soul. May the Lord and his blessing. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £690, for which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Richard Field next Lord's Day. He also hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper. And our friends at Oakington hold their prayer meeting on Friday at 10:30. Let us close with hymn 750. Come, ye that know and fear the Lord, and lift your souls above. Let every heart and voice accord to sing that God is love. 750.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, do forgive anything that was seen amiss. Do own and bless thy word, Lord. Oh, we confess our shortcomings, Lord. Oh, we would lift thee higher. Oh, we would exalt thee. Oh, Lord, forgive our shortcomings. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit abide with us. Amen.